证道的题目是教会的领航。
Our sermon was delivered by Brother Tim Choi. The sermon title is Steering of the Church.
我们先一同低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads together and pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们知道你是那位永远的神。
We know that you are the Lord of eternity.
人会失信，但是你永不失信。
We are not faithful, but you will be always faithful.
我们看见千百年来你带着教会的成长。
Now we know that you left all the church to grow for thousands of years.
主，我们今天也相信你在我们当中带领我们的成长。
Lord, we know that we believe that you are in the midst of us to lead the church to growth.
愿你成为我们教会的领航。
That you become the captain to steer the church.
带领我们教会继续的前行。
Continue to steer the church in the right direction.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, 弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
我想有不多人能知道，这边讲到我是到今天早上才把它生出来的。
Not many of you know that I just about to finish the sermon mess today about a couple hours ago.
我在准备周六的查经，还有周日的主日学，还有今天的讲道，真是一片混乱。
I was preparing the fellowship on the Saturday and also the Sunday school today. It was everything all chaotic for me over this weekend.
所以我又开始熬夜，然后这个熬夜就让我想到。我在学生的时候，我在开学之后的一个生活的规律。
And I started to when I started burn the midnight oil, that kind of remind me what I've been doing as a student when I was a student.
我仍然是个学生。
I'm still a student. Sorry.
但是像我今天早上五点的时候，我讲章准备到一半，我打开了 Facebook.
And when I was preparing the sermon today around 5 o'clock, I launch the Facebook on my computer.
然后我看到我们那个一个弟兄那个 Charles 徐，他说他在更新他的 Facebook 的状态。他说，哦，我终于完成我的暑假作业了。
And then one brother Charles Xu was sharing on the Facebook I finally finished his homework for the summer.
我看他今天好像不在我们当中。
I didn't see him being with us today.
所以他五点的时候完成了这个功课，那我五点的时候我还在赶这个讲章。
So while he finishes homework around 5 o'clock in the morning, I just finished my sermon 5 o'clock in the morning as well.
那我实在是不太喜欢这种混乱的情形。
I really don't like the chaos.
所以我们每个人都喜欢有方向的生活。
So we all know that we all like to have a direction for our life.
我们不喜欢我们的生活在一个风暴之中。在没有方向之中。
We don't want to live in a life of storm and losing the direction for our life.
那我自己快要开学了，我希望说，开学之后我的学业能有一个正确的航向。
And my school will start very soon, and I hope that my student career will have the right direction.
我南湾教会现在有牧师，我们也希望他能够带领我们教会。往一个正确的航向前行。
Now we have a pastor in our church. We all hope that we have a right direction for the church.
因为一个失去领导的组织，像是一艘没有舵手的船。
Without a leadership in an organization, just like a ship without a captain.
它无法照着自己的意思前行。
That would not be able to steer the ship into direction that was destined.
以至于偏离它预定的航道。
So we went astray from the right course.
前一次讲到的时候，我讲的题目是得人的呼召。
Last time I was sharing the sermon about the calling to be a man, fisherman of men.
那时候讲的是一个个人的领航。
Back then I was talking about steering of an individual life.
而现在我希望扩大这个范围，我来讲教会的领航。
I'd like to expand the topic a little bit that we talk about the steering of the whole church.
教会的领航，它靠的是神全备的知识。
The steering of the church is highly depend on about the wholesome knowledge of God.
我们刚刚读了这段经文的背景。
The background of the scripture we just read
是包含从耶稣升天到五旬节降临之前的那段日子。
Is from the rising of the Jesus till the the Pentecost, the beginning of Pentecost.
我们今天要看的是基督教会史上第一个重大的转折。
This is one of the major turning points in the Christian history.
是第一个在教会里面的风暴。
Also, it's the first storm that ever experienced for the Christian.
就是他们发现在主耶稣所命定的使徒当中，竟然出了犹大这样一位叛徒。
It's one of those things that happened with a destined disciple. One of them become a betrayer to Jesus.
这是耶稣的120位门徒聚在一起。
This time there was about 120 disciples that gathered together with Jesus.
他们聚在一起，因为他们不知道耶稣这样一位复活的主，竟然会在自己最亲近的十二使徒当中，选了这样一个卖主求荣的犹大。
And they gather together, and they don't know there's one of them that become a betrayer to the Lord.
特别是在路加福音的第六章中，说明了这十二使徒都是耶稣在上山祷告之后，他回来亲自选出的。
And all those 12 disciples were specially chosen, according to Luke chapter 6.
因此，这些门徒不禁要问，为什么？
And the disciples, no wonder they're going to ask, why would Lord choose a disciple that eventually become a betrayer?
为什么这一切会发生?
Why did this happen?
我们看一些福音书，加上 自己的一些想象，还有教会历史中的渲染。
Then we started when we start to study the gospels and some forms of imagination and all the history that been revealed to us.
我们会觉得犹大就是那种罪恶滔天。 然后是遗臭万年的千古罪人。That
we know that the Judah was definitely a sinner for thousand of years, a very very bad person, so to speak.
我一直以来都是这么相信的。I
always believe like that. Judas is a very very bad person. He gave us a very wrong impression.
但是我前阵子看了一部 音乐剧叫做 Jesus Christ Superstar.
And when I was when I watched a musical opera, the title is Jesus Christ Superstar.
那它是在1973年 Andrew Lloyd Webber 他所导演出来的。
This was directed by Andrew Lloyd in 1973.
Yeah. Okay. 那看完之后，我突然发现我能够用一种新的角度去看犹大出卖耶稣的这段故事。
After watching that musical opera, I can examine Judah as a different perspective.
他是用一种比较人性的观点。 去看犹大跟耶稣中间的这段角力的情节。
I was able to view this relationship between Judah and Jesus in more of a humanity.
从中我发现犹大这个人，其实他一开始就跟耶稣有许多价值观上的摩擦。And
at the beginning, Judah and Jesus had a lot of different opinion about the value of life.
犹大是一个非常现实主义。 他是一个没有真正高远理想的人。And
Judah is a person, a so-called that person of practices and very very practical thinking.
他在耶稣的布道团中，他扮演的角色是一个司库。Judah
was a treasurer in Jesus' ministry.
也就是说，他是管钱的。In
other way, he's a controller. He manages all the funds they have.
他汲汲营营的在拿撒勒人耶稣的布道团队中工作的目标。
And he's one of the goals is to manage all the funds in the Nazarene's ministry that was led by Jesus Christ.
就是要把它打造成有一个巨大影响力的布道团队.
He had a vision and want to form this big group as a group with a good influence, big influence.
他看重耶稣医病赶鬼还有讲道的异能.
He was focusing on exorcism and preaching. The authority of preaching of Jesus Christ.
犹大他也设法让伯大尼的玛利亚那瓶珍贵的真拿达香膏。And
then he also trying to use a lavender jars of costly aromatic oil from the pure nut, using that as a good message.
让他成为周济穷人的资财。
Oh, he was trying to use that the pure nard as a way to help the poor people.
好帮耶稣换取更多在民间的声望和好评。
So he can receive more good review from the civilian that helping the poor people.
我们会想这样的人他为什么不会成功？
And we started thinking, with a person with such a mindset, why would he become a betrayer, not being successful in Jesus' ministry?
为什么他在耶稣的布道团中他是不被赏识的？
And in church, in Jesus' ministry, why he hasn't been valued as a valuable partner in the ministry?
他怎么会在这边落得一个惨死的下场？
Why can he befall into a disaster like this?
犹大的死, 从人的角度来看,
the death of Jesus from our human Judas' death from our human perspective.
他其实是选错了边,
he chose a wrong side of the path.
他在错误的地方使用他的才能跟他的个性,
he applied his talents to a wrong side of the path, or wrong side of the life.
他跟随了一个国度和事业都不在这个世界上的一个老板。
He followed a kingdom and career that doesn't belong to the eternal creator of this world.
他认为他心目中的弥赛亚就和大部分犹太人心目中的一样。
The Messiah in his mind is like the most of the Messiah in most of the people.
是要在这个世界上建立一个国度。
Is to establish a kingdom or entrepreneur in this world.
直到他最后绝望地发现他错了。And
eventually he find he realized that he made a mistake.
如果犹大他是生活在我们今天资本主义的世界。If
Judah ever been in the world of capitalism,
他可能已经成为华尔街的一位金融巨子。He
could be a financial giant in Wall Street.
我不是随便推测的。I'm
not just speculate about this.
犹太人向来是一个非常有生意头脑的人。
Because as you know, Jews are usually have a very good idea about financial investments.
那我并不是说所有犹太人都是犹大。
I didn't say that all the Jews are Judah.
但是更严重点说，我是要说我们每个人。
But to emphasize a point of view, if everybody.
如果我们不是全心全意的跟随耶稣基督，我们每个人都有可能变成犹大。
If we don't follow Jesus Christ wholeheartedly, and every one of us will become Judah.
我们变成了卖耶稣的人，如果我们没办法跟从耶稣的呼召，跟从耶稣的理想。
If we cannot follow the calling of Jesus Christ, then we will become a betrayer, such as Judah.
而犹大，他的现实和他贪婪。 以及他背叛了主耶稣所产生心里面产生的焦虑。
The anxiety was caused by his greed and betrayal.
使他的心被撒旦所吞吃。
That his heart was devoured by Satan.
最后落得一个凄惨的下场。
And then befall into a disaster such as this one.
犹大他的下场是多么凄惨。
What was the end of Judah and his life?
我们看福音书中有两段互补的记载。
That there's a two quoting from the verses describe the Judah's his end of his life.
一段在马太福音27章5节，他说：“犹大就把那银钱丢在店里，出去吊死了。”
According to Matthew chapter 27:5, it says, "So Judah threw the money into the temple and left." Then he went away and hanged himself.
而《使徒行传》在这边1章18节，他说：“这人用他作恶的工价买了一块田，以后身子扑倒，肚腹崩裂，肠子都流出来。” And
recorded in Acts chapter 1:18, with the reward he got for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open, and all his intestines spilled out.
这是神的审判。
This is a judgment from the Lord.
我们想象一下，这样的审判如果发生在一般的教会中，
if ever God judged a church like this,
那会发生什么样的反应？
What will be the consequence?
教会中剩下会有呢，不是正面的反应多呢？ 还是负面的声音大？
Do we have more of a positive consequence or more of a negative consequence?
绝对是负面的震惊跟哀伤，多过于正义伸张的大快人心。
And we know that most likely we'll look at this more of a negative consequence because we'll be all shocked, we'll be all in grief about the loss.
因为这其他的十一个使徒，他们和犹大一起跟随了耶稣有三年之久。
The 11 disciples has been following Jesus for 3 years.
他们曾经一对一对的两两出去传道。
They all went out for outreaching together as a team.
就算他们在其他日常生活中的团契生活再怎么贫乏，他们也不可能去痛恨犹大。
Even though their fellowship is not is very common, they wouldn't end up to hate Judas to an extreme.
我们从最后的晚餐的时候，门徒中没有一个人敢肯定谁将卖主这件事情，我们能够推测到这一点。
We know that we can kind of envision this, the disciple won't hate Judas that much is from the Last Supper, that none of the disciple was firmly believe that Judas will be the betrayer.
如果犹大的野心在那时候已经完全的展现在门徒之中的话，他们不可能不知道谁将卖主。
If Judah has already have a mindset of betraying the Lord, that everybody would see that in the Last Supper.
所以在这事情当中，只有耶稣知道。
So during the whole thing, the only person knows about Judah is Jesus Christ.
犹大之死让十二个门徒之中剩下十一个人。
The death of Judah left his disciple to 11 disciples.
它的严重性足以让我们用来反思现今教会所可能遇上的一切人事危机和分裂危机。
And this matter help us understand in the church the type of crisis we are having, separations and relationship between people.
因为在这样一个信仰风暴中，我们如果要来谈教会的领航。
During this so-called storm of faith, and while we're trying to find out how to steer the church,
我们唯有先来掌握神的话。
We need to take a good hold of God's words.
因为我刚刚说，教会的领航是靠着神全备的知识。
As I said in the beginning, the steering of the church is depending on the wholesome knowledge of the Lord.
教会来面对这件事情的方法是先从彼得开始。
That the way we want to do this is trying to learn from Peter.
彼得他受到主耶稣离世之前的托付，要来建立基督的教会。
Lord entrust Peter to us to establish the church.
而彼得他晓得在圣经中要寻找上帝永不迷失的旨意。
And Peter realized that he need to find God's words in God's will in the Bible.
以至于他在《使徒行传》的一章十六节，他站起来说：“弟兄们，圣灵借大卫的口，在圣经上预言领人捉拿耶稣的犹大，这话是必须应验的。”
So that Peter says, "Brothers, in Acts 1:16, brothers, the scripture has to be fulfilled with the Holy Spirit." Spirit spoken long ago through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who served as a guide for those who arrested Jesus.
他又在《使徒行传》一章二十节再引旧约的话，他说：“愿他的住处变为荒场，无人在内居住。”又说：“愿别人得他的职分。”
And he quoted from the Old Testament, from in according to Acts 1:24, said Peter.It is written in the book of Psalms, May his place be deserted, that there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership.
彼得在这个危机中，他抓住了神的话。
During this crisis, Peter was able to take hold of God's words.
这里应验的是诗篇的69章25节和诗篇109章8节。
This is reflected in Psalm, Chapter 69:25 and 109 verses 8.
圣经诗篇中这段话是主前一千年，诗人大卫他所被圣灵感动说出来的话。
This psalm was David, King David, reflecting on those days on the will from God.
他被彼得所领受，并看见他在教会的初期成就了。
It was received by Peter and was able to follow that guidance.
这就是说，神的计划即使在人刻意抵挡之下，他仍要成就。
This means God's plan, even though there's a resistance from humankind, eventually God's will still be fulfilled.
圣经中这样的例子太多了。
There's a lot of examples for this in the Bible.
创世纪中的约瑟也是他被他的十一个哥哥出卖到埃及作为奴隶。
Joseph, as recording in the Genesis, he was betrayed by his 11 brothers to be a slave in Egypt.
但上帝却在埃及为约瑟领路。
But the Lord was leading Jesus in his journey in Egypt.
一路让他当上了高官波提法的管家。
He was become a higher manager in Egyptian's temple.
他又屡经试探，最后成了埃及的宰相。
And then by eventually he become higher of officers in Egypt.
在巴勒斯坦七年大饥荒中，他因此能够保全了以色列一家。
During the famines of that area, he was able to use his power to save the entire family.
创世纪五十章也是创世纪的最后一章，约瑟说：“从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。”
As according to Genesis chapter, the last chapter, chapter 50:20, Joseph said, "You intended harm me, but God intended it for good to be accomplished. What is now being done in saving of many lives?"
在约瑟的故事中，他是一个人遭到了十一个兄长的背叛。
The story in the Jesus, as you know, that he was betrayed by his 11 elder brothers.
但神的计划是让老雅各，也就是以色列和他的十二个儿子，能够在埃及兴旺。并且做了十二个支派的头头。
And then, but the God's plan is, let him to be the person to be a leader in his own tribes eventually.
如今，在新以色列的头，也就是耶稣基督，他赋予了权柄，并且要掌管并审判十二支派的权柄给他的使徒们。
And then.Then the new leaders of the Israel is 11 disciples that God has given bestowed them with the power.
这个新以色列就是耶稣基督。
The new Israel is the Jesus Christ.
而这十一个使徒，他们要面对的是一个背叛的人。
And the 11 disciples need to face the person that's going to betray the Jesus Christ.
所以在约瑟的故事中是。一个人被十一个人背叛，但现在是十一个人被一个人背叛。
So in the story of Joseph, one is being betrayed.
那现在这是同样在神的计划中了。
And this, of course, still in God's plan.
犹大的背叛不但是借着圣灵从大卫的口中吐出。
The betrayal from Judah was anticipated by David through the Holy Spirit.
又是在约翰福音六章七十到七十一节中，早为耶稣所预料的。
And also prophesied in Gospel John chapter 6:70-71.
耶稣说：“我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？但是你们中间有一个是魔鬼。”耶稣这话是指着加略人西门的儿子犹大说的。他本是十二个门徒里面的一个，后来要卖耶稣的。
As Jesus replied, "Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." He meant Judas, and the son of Simon, Iscariot, who through one of the 12 was later to betray him.
最后这事又在《使徒行传》的二章二十三节被预料到了。
And also, it's been prophesied in Acts chapter 2:23 as well.
他这件事是按照着神的定旨，而不是人的手所成就的。
The man was handed over to you by God, set purpose and foreknowledge.
他既按着神的定旨，先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手，把他钉在十字架上杀了。这是。使徒行传二章二十三节。
And then you, with the help of the wicked man, put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
美国福音派联盟的前主席，也就是科罗拉多新生病一个万人教会的创办人 Ted Hagar。
The chairman of the former chairman of the National Association of Evangelicals, names what? Colorado.
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 New Life Church.
New Life Church.
那这个 Ted Hagar 他的信仇文，我想我们中间大概在不多年前大家都听过。
The sexual scandal you probably heard about it from Ted about in concerning Ted Hagar.
他是在三年的过程中，他多次的遭男妓而发生的这个性丑闻。
And then it was during the 3 years it was within those kind of scandals.
那在几个月前 ，HBO 他推出了一部纪录片，叫做《审判 Hagar》。
And it was HBO has a special memorandum documented video about this. The title is "The Trials of the Ted Hagar."
我不知道这边有没有人看过的。
I'm wondering whether have you seen this video before?
现在在网络上已经看得到了。
Then you can actually see the video on the internet.
这个事件在我的神学院中曾经被提出来讨论过不少次。
Then this event has been discussed in our seminary school.
他是一个非常一个经典的一个教会的一个领袖一个重要人物，他跌倒的一个事件。
And this is a very important discussion because of the falling of a church leader.
我们的信仰给我们一种印象。
Our faith give up certain type of impression.
就是每一位使徒的脚踪都是可以完全的跟随的。而每一个牧师他都是圣洁无瑕的。
And we know that we can always follow the path for a disciple. And we all know that all pastors are holy and blemish.
因此当一个知名的教会领袖他犯错跌倒，教会必定是大受打击。
So we know that the falling of a church leader would definitely create a big impact to a church.
信仰的根基更是因此动摇。
And the foundation of faith would definitely be shaken.
这是因为你们大家以为一个万人的教会，一个福音派联盟的主席是理所当然的教会领航员。
That we all believe that a leader such as this one, Ted Hagar, should be a good leader and should be a person that still the church correctly.
然而并不是。
But it's not the truth.
教会的领航是靠神的话。
Staying at a church is depending upon God's words.
因此你们要读这本圣经。
So you need to read the Bible.
人是永远无法败坏神的计划的。
Man cannot destroy God's plan.
他能够使用人的顺服，也能够使用人的背叛。
He can use people's humbleness, and he can also use the betrayal from the people.
就是中国有句话叫“谋事在人，成事在天”，这话有点接近了。
And we know that in Chinese verse you said things are plotted by man, but the consequence depending on the heaven.
而正确的说法要在圣经中，罗马书八章二十八节，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
But in more correctly recorded in Romans chapter 8, everything will serve to the Lord, and it will give the people who love the Lord.To be definite according to his will.
再来第二个教会领航的关键点，我们要看教会的领航是靠着一个合一的团队。
The second important aspect about a church steering is the teamwork of unity.
第一点我们要注意的是一个悔改的叛徒，一个彼得，他的挺身而出。
And we know that we need to learn from Peter who has repent and come.Back to help.
这当中不止犹大是叛徒，彼得也曾经是个叛徒。
And we not only Judas being a betrayer, and Peter has once been a betrayer too.
但路加福音二十二章最后面讲的正是彼得三次不认主耶稣的记载。
According to Gospel Luke chapter 2, you know that Peter has do not recognize Jesus for three times.
而且彼得不认耶稣这件事情哦，他是丢脸丢到马太、马可、路加、约翰四本福音书当中的。
And then the way that he does not recognize Jesus has been humiliated Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, according all the four Gospels.
如果我们用那个年代的传播的普及来比今天的话，他简直是比 Ted Hager 还丢脸。
And then if we compare to Ted Hager, he was even more humiliating than Ted Hager.
那这里这样的他，他是怎么有胆量在一百二十个门徒面前站起来说他要选拔一个新的使徒呢？
Then how can he be able to brave enough to stand up even though he had betrayed Jesus Christ several times to stand up and said he want to be the disciple?
他自己合格吗？
Is he qualified to be one of the disciples?
我们前面读过在使徒行传的一章十六节说那时有许多人聚会。
That we read from chapter 6, 14, and back then there's a lot of people gathered together.
一章十六节。那时这个字英文翻作those days。那时翻成those days。对，所以我们说到这个时候，就是耶稣升天之后到五旬节圣灵降临之前的这段时间。
It was a time period between Jesus Christ rise to the heaven and the beginning of the Pentecost.
而彼得这时候起来，我相信，在圣灵降临之前。
And then, before that, Peter says, "I believe."
他作为耶稣的门徒，他合格地方只有一点。
There's only one thing that qualifies him being the disciple.
就是他有一颗愿意悔改跟跟随的心。
It's because he have a heart that's repentant and a heart that willing to follow Jesus Christ.
耶稣他知道彼得会否认他。
Jesus knows that he will betray and deny him for once.
而彼得在大祭司院中，他收到耶稣的眼神，他又听到鸡叫信号之后，他当下就出去痛哭，承认自己的罪过。
While the signal was calling Jesus, back then, he was crying out loud and admit his weakness.
而他的痛悔就成了他现在在众人当中站起来的力量。
And his repentance become the strength that he's able to stand up, demonstrate his faith.
更重要的是，在这一百二十个门徒当中，没有人是拿彼得过去的失败当做一个画饼来攻击他。
But no one is taking that as a weakness because remember that when Peter's denial.Jesus for three times.
因此，这一百二十个门徒他们合一的心，就让彼得在当中有了一个执行的一个权柄。
And their acceptance of this 100 disciples able to help Peter to gradually minister Jesus' ministry.
反观犹大，他在最后的晚餐，他也同样收到了信号，他接了耶稣递过来的饼。
And when we look at Judah, when he received the bread at the Last Supper from Jesus Christ,
他在克西马尼园中间，他给耶稣亲吻的暗号。
And the signal that he in Gethsemane that when he was being kissed by Jesus Christ,
he kissed Jesus Christ.
He kissed Jesus Christ.
那在这两个信号当中，其实他都还有悔改的机会。
And through those two events, he has way to repent.
但是相对于彼得在众人之间他能够高高的站起挺身而出。
But Peter was able to face the 100 disciples and stand up firm to affirm God's plan.
犹大却是在一个无人的田间上吊而且重重的摔落地面。
But on the contrary, Judah fell miserably. He hanged himself in the field.
而这两件事都成就了神的计划。
But those two different consequences all fulfill God's plan.
我们看彼得的领袖地位，还有这边描述使徒的职分，其实是值得我们进一步来探讨的。
There's a lot of things for us to reflect upon as the leadership of the Peters and disciples' responsibility.
彼得他谨守着圣经的教导，他说。愿他人得犹大的职分。
Peter was following God's teaching that wish people to regain his leadership.
如果我们回到我们今天的经文的第十七节和第二十六节的原文，我们会看到说，第十七节说，犹大在使徒的职分上得了一份。
That when we read from verses 17, we know that they would say he was one of the numbers and shared in this ministry.
然后一到二十六节，他们说摇签的这个签。
And then in verses 26, they cast the lots.
第十七节的一份和第二十六节的这个签本来都是同一个字，一些英文版本将他们都翻作 lot。
And they all have the same meaning in the English translation. They all translated to be lot or to be lot.
因此，彼得要再选拔一个人出来，去补足在教会这个领导团队中的一个职缺。
So Peter needed to find out a replacement for Judah. He was casting the lots.
象征了他们继承了以色列十二支派的领袖任务。
That represent the continuation of the leadership for the 12 tribes.
那选拔的方式是什么呢？
What is the ways of nominations or casting lots?
它不是像我们今天的民主表决，或是透过一个权力的斗争。
It's not through the elections or through some of those competition of in the people.
他给出了第一个条件，第一个门槛就是要有好见证。
The first necessary condition is good testimony.
因此，使徒的候选人不单是要从耶稣被施洗约翰施洗开始，到耶稣升天的整个过程中。
So not only they receive the baptism, and through the entire period of Jesus Christ rise to the heaven.
耶稣受施洗约翰的洗礼到耶稣升天的整个过程中。
Through the entire event, I'm sorry, that Jesus Christ was baptized by John and then rising to the heaven, the whole journey.
这个门徒必须要在这段过程中与耶稣相伴，能给耶稣的神性做见证。
Then they have to testify the divinity of the Jesus Christ.
而这人自己也必须是常和门徒出入的，能够让众门徒给他做好见证。
And this person also need to have a good fellowship with all the disciples, so all these disciples can give him good testimony.
我们别忘了，在初代教会和当前的领导危机当中，有很大一部分就是来自于犹大的假见证和不诚实。
Well, we know that a crisis from the church, the early church, and the church, concurrent church, that is just like Judah, that have false testimony and dishonesty.
彼得自己在耶稣的审判中，曾经因为胆怯自保，在人面前三次做了假见证。
Peter has denied Jesus Christ three times because he wanted to protect himself.
而如今他已经从欺瞒的阴影中走出，直到见证耶稣的重要性。
Now he was able to walk out from this dishonesty and denial of Jesus Christ. He realized the importance of testifying Jesus.
历史经验告诉我们，一个好的领导，他要有好的见证，是比你的能力、眼界、成就都还更重要。
The history has told us that a good leadership is really important. It's not just your ability, your vision, but most importantly, your personal testimony.
最近我在关注台湾的莫拉克风灾。
Now, we recently paying attention to the tropical storm Morak in Taiwan.
实际上，根据 CNN、还有《纽约时报》、还有法国《世界日报》的一些报道
，According to the CNN, the News Times, and the reports from France,
这个天灾已经引起不少的国际关注。
This tropical storm has caught a lot of attention internationally.
有的媒体就转而将之形容为台湾马英九政府的领导危机。
And a lot of time they kind of misinterpreted this as the crisis of the government in Taiwan.
有人说马政府在是拒绝还是接受国际援助这件事情上不诚实。
And it was some of those discussions touch about this dishonesty of the president not to accept the international financial support.
以及他和基层的民众， 的互动，他发现他跟他的同他的民众同胞之间有一个很巨大的认同差距，使他的发言被人们所批判。
So a lot of things they're discussing that he doesn't have a very good interaction with the civilians. So a lot of things he said is not quite meeting the coincide to the need from the civilian people.
这个就是有人说他在民众之间他的见证是不足的。
That is, in other words, that his testimony is not strong enough.
圣经中的原则能够给我们在世界上这个世事提供一个很好的准绳。
The principle from the Bible will give us a discipline in our life.
美国也充斥着领导危机。
And in America also, we have a lot of crisis in the leadership.
这不是我说，这是一个美国牧师他说的。
I didn't say that, but it was said by a pastor in America.
他引用一项调查，他显示说只有五分之一的企业员工相信他们的领导。
There's a through a study that shows only 20% of the people believe their leadership in the industry.
而不到50%的美国人愿意相信他们的牧师。
And only less than 50% believe their own pastor.
因此我们需要更多的彼得。
So we need to have more Peters.
能在自己的过犯中站起来。
So we can stand up within our mistake.
能在上帝的真道中坚定自己的航向。
And we can continue to stay in the right direction with God's guidance and the truth.
为我们发掘更多的马提亚，取代作假见证的犹大。
And we can discover more Matthias and replace that the Judah who's bearing the false testimony.
最后我要提到一个选拔的方式，就是摇签。
Now I want to talk about the final things about this nomination, casting lots.
在众多的门徒当中，他们寻找最符合资格的人，最后找到称犹士都的约瑟和马提亚。
When they are trying to find among all the people who's qualified as a replacement, they find out Matthias and Joseph.
他们用什么方式决定谁才是那位使徒呢
？So how do they decide who will be the right disciple?
他们是参考圣经吗
？Do they consult the Bible?
没有，因为那时候正典还没有确立。
Because back then the Bible has not been fully formed.
那神是写了一封 email 告诉他们是谁，还是差遣了一个燃烧荆棘呢
？Maybe God sent them an emails or a burning signs or burning bush.
至少圣经中没有这样记载。
There's no report of those.
那他们是用猜拳还是丢铜板呢？
Or they just do the paper scissors rock kind of thing to make the decision?
竟然很接近。
And is it very close?
他们用摇签的方式。
They are using the lot casting.
摇签是属于旧约中一种先知的传统。
Casting law is a tradition back in the Old Testament.
到了新约时代，他只有在使徒行传再用过这么一次。
In the New Testament, there's only one time they use this.
自从圣灵降临并且常住在门徒当中之后。教会的领袖提拔的方式就有一个更完善的系统。
And after Holy Spirit has developed in us, the church leadership has a different way and a better way to elect their leaders.
所以我必须说，这次的摇签是属于一个非常的时期。
So I have to say that in this occurrence, the casting lot is in a very special occasion.
像我们这次新牧师来到我们当中，我们执事会就没有用摇签方式决定要。访问哪一个候选人
？So we didn't use the casting lot to find our new pastor.
其实我们应该可以试试看。
Maybe we can try this.
没有，其实真正在犹士都和马提亚当中决定谁是使徒的，并不是这个摇签。
So in reality, they are not doing by casting lot to find the right disciple.
乃是众人同心合意的横切祷告。
But it's through the honest prayer through the disciple.
这是在《使徒行传》一章十四节告诉我们的。
It was recorded in Acts chapter 1:14.
一是信心，二是祷告。
The first one is the faith. The second one is prayer.
而且是许许多多的信心和许许多多的祷告。
And it definitely depends on a lot of faith and a lot of prayers to make things happen.
这才是神的旨意能向他们显明的关键。
This is the only way that God's will reveal to the people.
而今日我们依然是靠信心和祷告。
We're still depending on the constant prayer.
我们来求神的圣灵浇灌这位神差遣到我们当中的仆人。
So we need to pray that God's will descend into his people, his servant.
几个小时前，在我还在搜寻讲章资料的时候
，After I'm still doing some research for this message today.
我看到有一个教会他的讲章，他运用这段经文讲道方式很有创意。
Then I find out that someone was using this. It's very, very creative.
他在教会的这个通讯布告之中放了有编号的条子。
Then in this bulletin that sent out to everybody, it was some of those numbers paper strip.
他就随机先念了一个号码。
And then he was reading those numbers to the congregants.
他说，条子上面是这个号码了，上台来领奖。
And then when he read out a number, it was ask people to come to the podium to receive gift.
有圣经，有脚踏车，有手表，任君挑选。
And then there was going to be a gift of Bible, watch, bicycle, and whatever you like.
他说你得到今天的第二名的奖。
And then he was saying that you got the second prize for today.
然后他再念一个第一名的号码。
And then whoever won the grand prize, he read the numbers out.
然后他把那个抽到第一名号码叫台前来说，你赢了特奖。
He brought that person up here. You said to him that you won the grand prize.
从今天开始，你就成为我们牧师团队的一员了。从下礼拜开始，就是你讲道。
And then he was telling these people that you won the grand prize. Next week you will preach.
今天如果不是时间不够的话，我本来想这样开始的。
Because the time does not allow. If the time does allow, I would really like to do this.
我想我们都喜欢到神面前来领奖。
We all like to receive reward before the Lord.
就像第二名一样。
Just like the one that won the second prize.
但是我们却很害怕神给我们的责任。
But we all are afraid for the responsibility and duty that God has given to us.
当我们在弟兄姐妹们，当我们在看这个怀疑这个抽签可能不太公正，抽签怎么能代表公平性？它对游士读不公平的时候
，That we find out that maybe sometimes casting lot is not quite fair.
我们来看马提亚到神面前，他领受到底是什么？
Now we want to see what Matthias has received from the Lord.
他所领受的是仆人般的侍奉，还有使徒的职分啊。
What he received is the serving as a servant and also the discipleship.
弟兄姐妹们，我们从神拿到的礼物是什么
？Brother and sister, what kind of gift do we receive from the Lord?
就是各样的圣灵的果子和恩赐。
The spiritual fruits.
当然是别忽略了，我们也领受了责任。
We also receive our responsibility.
所以我们必须要在聚在一起，在圣徒群体当中。
So when we gather together as a church.
因为神并没有忘记你，他邀请你来到我们当中。
God didn't forget about you. He wanted to invite you to this team.
和彼得、菲利、马提亚、玛利亚、马大、约翰拿、约翰，众多门徒们
，was want you to get together with Peter's, Philip's, Matthias, Mary, Judah, and Johanna, and John, to receive
来领受五旬节圣灵在信徒群体上大大的浇灌
，to receive the anointment from the Lord during the Pentecost，
为的是那日主的灵要浇灌凡有血气的。
Because on that day, the God's Spirit will be pouring upon all the people who still live.
就像在约珥书中所预言的，我们的儿女要说预言，老年人要做异梦，少年人要看见异象。
Just like recorded in Joel chapter 2:28, I will pull out my spirit on all people, your sons and daughters.Will be prophecy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions.
愿神的话语和他的圣灵成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，做我们教会的领航。
I'm hoping, praying that God's words and His Holy Spirit will become the light in front of our feet and the lamp on our road, and continue to be the captain steering the church. Thank you.